Hey, everybody, it's Adam Ray for the About Last Night podcast. I got a question for you. Do you like taking pictures? Of course you do. Do you like making memories? Of course you do. Have you always wanted to start your own business? Okay, but you just are like, I don't have the money to do it. Well, okay, I got fantastic news. Now you can, okay, you can own your own business that has proven to be a phenomenal success all over this beautiful country of ours, all right, with very little upfront investment, all right? Some businesses, you got to throw a lot upfront to get it going. Not this business. And the business I'm talking about is Selfie Station. I'm sure you've heard of it, okay? It's one of the coolest fucking companies. I've seen it personally at a bunch of parties, events. I went to one of my friends' brother's bar mitzvah, and he had that shit set up, and the Jews were fucking goo-goo gaga over it. All right, Selfie Station is a portable touchscreen photo booth that people and businesses book for all sorts of like corporate functions. They use it for trade shows, proms, promotional events, parties, like I said, bar mitzvahs, and so many more things. Selfie Station, basically, it captures the memories that you want to last your entire life. And as soon as you capture them, okay, they can be emailed, texted, printed right there, personalized, and even uploaded right to social media. Social media, social media. You won't believe, okay, how many people will pay you to make your business, Selfie Station, the life of their party, man. It's the easiest income you'll ever earn, and it pays for itself in no time, okay? So start your own business right now and let Selfie Station be the picture taker, icebreaker, and your money maker. And as a special introductory offer, okay, if you sign up and get this business going right now, you're going to get $500 off the professional package. $500 off, man. All right. All you got to do is go to selfiestationpodcast.com, type in ALN, okay, which means about last night, type in ALN so we can get some credit for it. All right. That's selfiestationpodcast.com, selfiestationpodcast.com, promo code ALN, and start being the fucking party starter that people always thought you were, but you just didn't have the money to do it. All right? Do it. Do it. And now enjoy a brand new episode of the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Hey, everybody. It's Adam Ray for the About Last Night podcast. Thank you for listening to the show. We appreciate the love. You guys have been killing it with your iTunes comments and five-star ratings. If you haven't done so yet here in the new year, head over to the iTunes page, type in About Last Night, give us a five-star rating, and comment on the iTunes page. Helps us climb the charts. We appreciate all the support. This weekend, Brad taped his second hour special for Showtime, which was unfucking believable. He crushed it, man. The audience was hot. The theater was well lit, and Brad brought it, dude. It got emotional. It was nonstop hilarity from top to bottom. His pace was great. The stories were great. I can't wait for people to see this, quite honestly. You know, I see so much comedy. It was really dope to see an hour that I really enjoyed and have it be somebody that's dear to my heart. He crushed it, so be on the lookout for that. We did some pod throughout the day while we were shooting the scene that's going to come before the special that I'm in. We did some backstage stuff while he was in the makeup chair. And then his manager and two-time ALN guest, Barry Katz, sat down with us for about 10, 15 minutes before Brad went on stage. And it's really awesome. So we'll throw together a special episode of that before his special comes out. Speaking of special, today's episode was just so great. It's awesome when people come back and make a return appearance to the podcast and crush it harder than they did the first time. And this guy is no exception to that. His name is workaholic star Blake Anderson. That's right, baby. Blake Anderson returns to the ALN podcast. We talk season 6 Workaholics. We talk Dope that he was in. If you haven't seen the movie Dope, it was a Sundance favorite. It became a sneak hit all over the country, and Blake is, to excuse my wording, dope in the film. It's about these kids who are obsessed with 90s hip-hop in the modern era, living in L.A., and it's edgy, it's sexy, it's violent, it's funny, it's everything you want in a movie. It's just awesome. The young actors are great. Blake kills it. We get into that. We get into Blake's teenage clothing line. We get into some great Hawaii stories from Blake and I's trip for Adam Devine's House Party Season 3 that we just did in December. It's a hilarious episode. You guys are going to love it. Blake's one of the funniest dudes on planet Earth. Follow him on Twitter at Uncle Blazer. And, of course, tune in to Workaholics Season 6 on Comedy Central Thursday nights, baby. Follow me on Twitter at Adam Ray Comedy. Follow Brad on Twitter at Funny Brad. I will be tonight performing at the Comedy Store main room at 8 p.m. for Stand Up for Depression. It's an amazing organization that that helps raise awareness for depression, and you guys can support by coming to the show, buying a ticket, and coming to see an amazing lineup of comedy. Me, Raj Sharma, Brent Morin, Tone Bell, Vinny O'Shana, Johnny Sanchez. It's going to be a great night of comedy. Come, Comedy Store, 8 p.m. tonight, the main room of the Comedy Store. Get your tickets at comedystore.com. And then tomorrow night, tonight I will also be at the Laugh Factory at 10 p.m., so you can come see me there. A bunch of other dates in Hollywood. I'm around for the next few weeks. Go to adamraytv.com for all my local dates. Two or three shows a night. So check them out on my site and come see me. And then, of course, February 12th through the 14th, I'll be headlining Gotham Comedy Club in New York City. Very pumped about that. Head to GothamComedyClub.com to get your tickets and come see me in New York City, February 12th through the 14th. Brad Williams this weekend will be at the Comedy Works South in Denver, Colorado, January 27th through the 30th, baby. Go see Brad at the Comedy Works South in Denver, Colorado, and get your funny on. And, of course, when you come to these shows, bring your merch, baby. Go to Estoy Merchandise, E-S-T-O-Y, merchandise.com. Get all your ALN merch, hats, mugs, posters that we've now got on the site. The first official commemorative ALN poster. They're so dope, man. They feature so many of our great guests. And you can get it signed or unsigned, and then frame it, put it up in your wall, put it at work. Put it above your fucking toilet, wherever you want. Support the pod. Bring all your merch to the shows, of course, though, and we'll sign them for you like we did this weekend at Brad's special. It was dope. A lot of ALN fans and shirts. Almost signed my first tit. It's pretty cool. So get that merch. Bring them to the shows. Keep supporting the podcast on iTunes or aboutlastnightpodcast.com. Tell your friends about it. I'm telling you. Spread the good word, man. That's how we continue to bring great shows to you guys. The higher we climb, the more viewers we get, the doper it is to share the content that we're putting out. And you guys have been awesome with your emails and tweets. Keep tweeting at us. The last episode, the bonus we did, I saw hashtag duck hunt became a popular hashtag. This shit was so funny to me. So keep hitting us up, telling us you love the show. We'll always respond. You guys are the best, all right? So now that we got the tour dates out of the way, that's all the merch info. Those are the Twitter handles. And now sit back, relax, and enjoy a brand new episode of the About Last Night podcast with the very funny Blake Anderson.
Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. It's about last night.
Working on that Yankee Doodle contract.
Yeah, I think we just keep mentioning them like every podcast. They'll eventually get the word. But then it's like we're giving it away for free. So maybe we start talking about some of their competitors. Maybe we start going the Bed Bath & Beyond candles.
Who else is in the candle game besides Yankee Doodle, though?
I mean, there's so many now. I've like seen ones that are like specifically for men, like it's whiskey and whiskers or something.
Whiskey and cat whiskers candle?
Yeah.
All right.
It smells good, too.
Hey, I don't blame it.
Yeah.
I don't know why you guys don't have a Workaholics candle yet. Has that been ever, like, touched on?
I don't know. I don't know when you think of that show, you think, I bet it's a good smelling house.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. What is it going to be, a booze and cum candle?
Yeah. Booze and cum.
Oh, just like, be. Yeah,
but
just
people
like
would buy it
room.
Just to, but if it was actually just a cum candle, people would buy it because they'd be like, what does cum smell like? B, in a candle form.
Sure. Well, we all know what cum smells like.
Okay. But B, what do the Workaholics guys think cum
right.
smells like?
Right.
Because you're putting your name on it.
The sad part is when you're shopping for candles, you go, oh, wow, it says s'mores. And then you're like, bring it up to it, and you smell, you go, that smells like s'mores. So who's going to be the guy that's like, oh, cum candle, smells it.
Psh, hey.
That's cum.
Whoa, they
don't
really
I know
nailed
it?
This flavor.
We are starting out with some highbrow humor.
Let me tell you.
Dude, you're going kind of, I don't want to say, I don't want to say highbrow, but like, I mean.
I don't know why you would.
No, but like, and I told you this at a party that we were all at, but. Mm-hmm. I saw Dope, mm-hmm. and you were great in that movie.
Hey, thanks, man.
That was a great
fucking movie.
Yeah, you were not shockingly because you're great on the show, but dude, you were like, I was so. Also, you haven't acted in something like that, right?
Right, right. Yeah.
So, and it's and just obviously, like, the tones are different from Workaholics and that.
That was the first thing I did without my mustache, so that was pretty huge for me. Right? To tell you the truth. That's because you know.
Did you feel like you lost a little power? Like if Tom Selleck shaves his, he's like, oh, who is
yeah,
he?
Yeah, absolutely, man. I remember on set or like the first day in the makeup trailer when they're like, oh, we're taking the stash off. I was like, called my manager very quickly. Like, do I have to do this
for real?
Yeah, and you know Isaac, he would have gone to bat for me. Yeah, he's ready to be like
the stash days. Stash days where he walks.
Yeah, we've got promos to do. He's got to have it. But that's why I think the first episode of the season, I definitely had a fake mustache.
Oh, for real?
Oh yeah.
Oh wow. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, but obviously when they were like, you can't have it. You weren't gonna say no to doing it, right?
And I didn't want to be that guy. No. Like, whatever. We could write to it in Workaholics rather than
It would. Yeah, but dude, you are so fucking good, dude.
Thanks, man.
And that movie as a whole.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, really, I went to breakfast with the director and the writer, Rick. I still don't know how to say his last name, but he's quite a talent.
he's got 15 cum candles. He's doing well for himself.
Google Rick.
Yeah, Rick Fukuyama or something. I don't know.
Hell yeah.
But, yeah, dude, he's just a super cool dude, and like,
did he have you in mind? So when you met with him, was he like, I want you to do this, or was he like, let's vibe it out?
Yeah, he was kind of giving me the hard sell, you know, but I'd already read the script and I liked it. I just wanted to make sure that, you know, it was coming from the right place, because a movie like that, you know, it deals with like the hip hop world and all that. It can come off as corny pretty quickly,
sure,
you know, if it's not done correctly, but.
And we're not just kissing your ass right now, because I have Rotten Tomatoes open right now, and Dope is currently sitting at 88%.
Hey, that's not bad.
88%. So that's not – so we're not just saying that because you're a friend and you're here. Like, no, this is a great fucking movie. And it's weird. When I first saw it in the previews, I thought it was set like in the 90s because of how the kids dress.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I didn't know that, it's a modern thing.
Yeah, yeah. You know, which I think was a really smart move by Rick, because, you know, he's not the youngest dude, but he was able to kind of put himself in the character's shoes by having them be obsessed with, like, 90s culture. So he could still, you know, write to his strengths and, you know, also set it in today's world.
What was, like, the biggest thing when you read it, too, that, like, stood out for you that – because, I mean, I'm sure now, like, movies are coming in. So like, when you're reading something, what makes you go, oh, yeah, like, that's something I would want to do? Like, was hip-hop initially, because you're a big hip-hop fan, was that, like, a big determining factor?
Definitely. Yeah. I think, you know, I've always kind of wanted to do, something urban, I suppose. Yeah. And the fact that I got to drop the N-word, I'm all over that.
That was an amazing scene.
You got to drop it and then get punched.
Yeah, several times.
Yeah.
And, man, Kiersey, she can really hit. There's one time in the movie where she kind of slaps me from the back.
Uh-huh.
We took that take so many damn times, dude.
And is there like a stage combat type person who's being like, here's how you slap to make a nod? No, dude.
Not at all. Kiersey didn't know what the fuck she was doing.
She just hit you.
There were times when she was just like slapping me in my eyeball. And it'd be like, are we going to give me time to reset?
Yeah.
I was getting genuinely like furious by the end. I was like,
it came off well.
Like, you hit me again and I might hit back. Yeah, but I held it together.
And those actors too, I mean, like, all, you know, dope.
Yeah, everybody was awesome. It really was the best possible like experience, because it was super indie. We shot it really quick, really low budget, and it was all just a roll of the dice. And then next thing you knew, it was like, hey, you guys are invited to Sundance. And it was like, rad. You know, I've never been. I've always heard of it. You know, that's one of the bucket list things. We go there. People watch the movie. As soon as we're out, they're like, it's a bidding war. They're going for it. And then like,
because you don't know when they say you're going to Sundance and it's still an indie movie like that. You're like, and that's the place to get some hype and buzz going around it.
Yeah.
But still, you don't. It can become a talk of the fest, and that's how it garners some momentum. But also, when you're like, "Oh, I'm going," but nothing's guaranteed. It could just could play, and it could just end up going to DVD or...
Well, that's why it was my first experience with Sundance. I haven't even ever really looked into it so much.
It's so dope, isn't it?
Yeah.
I worked at once, like in 2007, a buddy of mine ran a theater. He had been going like 10 years in a row of running a theater. So I went, the Eccles Theater, I think it was called. Mm-hmm. Was that the, it was the big one.
Yeah.
And I would like work being like just an usher, a ticket person. And and then I would go to a bunch of movies and parties. It was unreal, dude.
So
I can't imagine
cool.
experiencing it from your end.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Being in something and then hearing about the bidding war and be like, wait, what? We're getting...
Yeah, I'm like, this is easy.
And also, you're going to Sundance with some fucking cachet. Yeah. So, like, come on, man. The parties, the people come. I mean, that's...
Sure. I'm in a movie with ASAP Rocky. It's cool, man. Yeah. There's just no other... we were the coolest cast for sure.
And,
I was super psyched.
In addition to all the critics saying how great the movie was, I don't know if you're aware of this, but I looked it up before I got here. Mr. Skin... gave you guys an award for one of the top 10 nude scenes of the year.
Yeah, Chanel, right? She's so
unreal,
beautiful.
I mean, you got a Victoria's Secret model running around topless for a good like 10-minute scene. That's good. That's a good deal.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Who's the lead actor again? The black kid.
Shameik Moore.
His facial reactions to her when she like took everything off. I was like, oh yeah, dude. Thank you for reacting the way that everyone is reacting right now.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, that, I think they caught that in real time for sure.
Yeah, which I think now are you equally proud of that award as like all the Sundance fanfare?
Yeah, absolutely. Like that's really huge for me.
You want a Mr.
Huge
Skin?
For me.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Going to Sundance was on the bucket list. Getting a Mr. Skin award.
Yeah, my stepdad's also really hyped on that one. Yeah,
he's like, did you know?
Yeah, did you know I put it on Mr. Skin? I run it.
Dude, that is such a dad and stepdad move, is to find like the obscure articles or like
totally,
you know,
like it's sending you the local paper articles that you just don't care about.
Oh yeah, my dad literally, he sends, just because of, you know, being a stand-up, he always is, he considers himself like somewhat privy to like, you know, weird funny news stories, where so he'll send me like, or also like Powerball's up to this much, like buy a ticket, even things like that.
Yeah.
Or he's like, I just saw the Justin Bieber roast, like hilarious. You
know? Very good.
I'm like, cool, tell me how the Bieber one is right after you watch Bieber. And then he sent me one the other day that said, and this is a true story, by the way, of a man in Dallas who had been going around. He was arrested for tickling people's buttholes in the middle of the night. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, I have.
So he texted me, he goes, fun news story, butthole tickler, Dallas, and then the link, and he goes, check it out.
So he's busted?
Yeah, this guy busted.
How many years do you get for tickling buttholes?
I don't even think that's got to throw. That's one that throws the judge for a loop. I don't even think he knows.
That better be a slap on the wrist,
at least. But dude, the news story is hilarious. They quoted people, and they're like, "I had to sleep on my back for weeks." Like, I don't know. One of them was, the person goes, "I can finally sleep on my stomach again."
Oh man.
Yeah. What an obscure, if you are, and we discussed this earlier too, it's like, if I personally would like to spend a night in jail at some point, because I just want to,
man,
I don't know why, man,
you could do it so easily.
But this is what we're having trouble figuring out, was what's the crime that is worthy of jail time, but not,
you're not
destructive to your career and life.
Not getting a year.
I think if you're just drunk on the 4th of July.
That's what Brad was saying.
And acting stupid. And then you're going to be going into a full prison, you know, or jail, I should say. And there's going to be there will be stories, and you'll be let out.
Is that – now, not to get too personal, but is that ever something that you've experienced?
I feel like I've had like 3 friends that has happened to them.
Yeah. Oh, really?
And while I've been with them, but I've never been the guy to go in the tank.
So are you laughing at them as they're being hauled away?
It's
or?
Such a mixed emotion because, you know, I guess it also depends when it happens in the festivities, because if they're out early, it's like, oh, man, TK is not going to be here the rest of the day just for throwing cones in the street. Like, that sucks.
Traffic cones or snow cones?
Throwing cones sounds like a euphemism.
It
like
slanging
like,
drugs.
Yeah.
I got cones, bro.
You got that strawberry bliss?
Yeah, I'm throwing cones over her. Yeah, no. It's just road cones.
Yeah. Because none of us at this table has ever been arrested for anything.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's kind of ruining the street cred of this podcast.
Yeah, well, I did get pulled over with Adam. We were like smoking weed, Adam Devine. You know him, my co-star. We were smoking weed in the car. We got pulled over and we got really, really searched hard But nope, no jail time.
Well, Blake, I mean, we should talk about. So, you know, I was just in Hawaii for Adam's Comedy Central House party, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Blake, you came out for what, 2 or 3 days?
Yeah, maybe two hot nights.
Two hot nights. We lived it up hard.
Yeah, it was cool.
Well, one night, Blake and I are sitting on the patio, and Kyle Newacek's playing guitar with Adam Devine's dad, and he's on the harmonica,
just ripping
it apart. Right.
Awesome.
This is a very. We're singing. Blake was making fun of my sandals. At one point, he just goes, "Bro, those are the worst sandals I've ever seen."
Sorry, man. I got no sandal love. There is no good sandal to me.
And I purchased them from the Turtle Bay Resort like shop. And
so as good as they get.
It's the top dollar.
That's
all right?
The peak.
Yeah. And
Rolls Royce of sandals is what they call them.
That's it.
So then we started singing a jazz bluesy song about having the I think it was just the sandal. Wait, the sandal blues.
Yeah, like
shoes blues.
No shoes.
That's
blues.
What it was. Yeah.
There it is, man.
All right. So we're ripping it up, and the kid we were an extra who'd been there all week, who was the one who had the weed. We're smoking, having a good time, and then all of a sudden a security guy comes over. And the kid goes, "Quick, get rid of the weed." And I'm thinking, like, it's Hawaii. Everyone's so laid back.
Yeah.
I mean, like, even the staff, I'm sure, is, like, down. I mean, they were partying with us some nights. So the guy, huge Samoan dude, comes over, and the kid panics and throws the weed on the ground. And then and we all get up. And we were about to leave anyway. So we're all getting up. We're walking away. And and we all just kind of bail. And this kid, the extra, like, we walk away, and we're standing there. And the guy goes, "What's that smell, guys?" And I think I believe I said, "I don't know, man." And then he goes,
"Good call."
Yeah. And then he goes, "Smells like weed.
Smells like a weed candle." workaholic's weed candle.
He goes, "You guys, we're getting some complaints from upstairs of the music and the fun that's being had right now." And we're like, "Oh shit, I guess. Well, sorry. Sorry that we're in Hawaii at a fucking resort."
Yeah.
At, you know, it's like 11:30 at night.
Yeah,
maybe they should be getting in trouble for being fucking buzzkills right now.
Yeah. Sure.
So I think that. I don't say that. So we go, "Sorry, man. Yeah, what I said was, I'm so sorry. Anything I can do?
I got to go. I have to use the restroom."
Yeah. So we walk away, dude. Turn back, and he's talking to the kid. Well, here's what really happened. The guy then gets in the extra's face, and he goes, and he looks down at the joint right in front of the extra, and he goes, what's that, man?" And he's like, "I don't know either, man." And he goes, I think I saw you toss that to the side." And at this point, Blake is left, Devine's dad's left, Newacek's left, and I go, "Well, fuck this, man. I ain't staying around." So I split, and I turn around, and then I just have a moment of, like, you know, like when the Grinch's heart grew two sizes big from seeing Cindy Lou Who shed a tear.
Sure.
I turn around and see this extra getting busted for pot, and I'm like, "Nah, fuck." So I go back, and I go, "Look, man," I go, "sorry for the pot." And I go, so then he's like, "Oh, so it is weed." I'm like, "Yeah, dude. I mean,
by the way, who the fuck is this guy? Are you, you're not Columbo?"
He was a dick, though.
He was a big dick,
dude.
He
was a big buzzkill.
But he, like you said, he's a security guard, right?
Yeah, man. Just
what are you going to do?
Nothing. But he had the jurisdiction. He also was acting from a place of, like,
"Yeah,
you know I could fucking shut this hotel down tonight if I wanted to.
You know I could take this flashlight and shine it in your eyes."
Really hard.
Yeah.
Really hard. I don't think you want that to happen.
Do you want to not be able to see for like 25 seconds?
You want to be seeing spots.
Connections.
You wanted your friends to be calling you flashlight eyes for the next 2 years?
What the fuck are you talking about?
So then the kid, we start reasoning, and I go, "Look, man," I go, "we're all," and then I just go on this fucking, now I'm becoming Stony Lawyer, because now I'm defending this kid, dude.
Somebody write that sketch.
Literally, dude, I'm defending him. I sober up for, like, you know, a good, I'd say, I regained 40% of my sobriety just to be like, I can't let this kid take the rap for this. Mm-hmm. So I go, "Hey, dude," I go, "we all make mistakes." That's my opening argument, dude.
Nice.
I go, "We're all humans out here trying to live our lives. We're in Hawaii, man. We got the ocean, the waves." Now I'm just listing Hawaii sites. Yeah. I'm like, "The beach, chairs.
There's a pineapple within 10 yards of us at any given moment.
Spam, coconuts.
Jack Johnson songs. We're having a good time.
My sandals."
Yeah. "Sorry, man. They're shitty." Whatever. But, you know, and so then he just goes, I go, "Man, and the guy's got to be here all week." Because for continuity purposes, this kid had been here.
Sure.
We had 2 days left. I go, "Let him be here for the last 2 days. And then, you know what, man? Then he's yours." I go, "Then
it will turn him over to the proper authorities.
He's all yours."
Yeah, but, dude, I remember even the kid looking at me, like, listening, being like, nodding along, being like, "Thanks, thanks." And then when I go, "Then he's yours." And I remember he goes, "What the fuck? What?" And I'm like, "Dude, come on, man. We need you for the show. And then may God, you know, have mercy on your soul."
Yeah.
And then the guy goes, "All right, look, I'm going to take this joint and I'm going to take it back up and we're going to run some tests." And I go,
what?
What, he goes, in your lab?
Dude, he goes, we're going to see what's going on, where this weed's coming from. And I'm like, okay, dude, if you want to be Jack Bauer right now, like, be Jack Bauer. Yeah. You know, this is the resort.
Run some tests?
He had he didn't even have a walkie-talkie. He didn't have a gun. The dude couldn't do shit. No. But he, again, was acting from a place of like, oh, I know how powerful you guys don't know I could be.
So cool.
What does he have, like a kid's chemistry set with some beakers that he's going to run some tests?
Brad. Guess what? He very well may.
You got a CSI lab in the broom closet of the hotel, you piece of shit.
So the kid, he takes the kid and I look at the kid, I go, hey, man, we'll be here, all right? Don't sweat it. Right when you get back, I go, hey, I look at him, I go, I'll be right here. As if like he was being taken away and I'm like, to jail. And I'm like, when you get out,
I'll be here for you, man.
Dude, guess
I'll
what?
I'll wait for you.
I went back in, took a shot of tequila, ripped another joint, went to my room and passed the fuck out.
That was it. That's so cool that story, that much of it happened, because I was there and I think I just head inside and I forgot everything.
For sure.
Yeah.
But and as well you should.
It's my fault, dude. I should have been right there with you, right, standing up for fucking weed smokers everywhere. It's not a crime, dude. It's medicine. We need it to get by. It's bullshit.
Then this kid photoshops a picture of Blake and I said it to you, right?
Yeah.
That he made this and he sent it to me and he goes, send this to Blake and send this to your buddies. And somebody sent it to somebody else. So then I get, it's basically a beautiful Photoshop of like, of a news story, like a cop report with Blake and I's picture, I think, and it said like, comedians Blake Anderson and Adam Ray busted on $10,000 bail. He sent it to like a few people back in LA that he knows. Next thing I know, I get like 40 texts that go, dude, are you okay? I saw this news story. You got busted for weed.
It was really well done.
Yeah,
it was. I'm like, he needs to come to the mainland.
Yeah, right.
Make me an ID.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Or get in the CGI business. He should be working at Pixar.
Now, with your hair and how you dress and stuff,
sure.
have cops ever come up to you and just be like, hey, man, you like do they suspect you're on weed or like that you're a drug dealer or something?
Well, you know, I think it's such a different point now. Like, I got pulled over the other day, and luckily I have an American flag wrapped Jeep too, so that
helps.
Yes,
you do. You have the
yeah, you like, got the coolest car.
If Kid Rock could jizz on a Jeep,
yeah, that would be
the Jeep that he would jizz on.
Matter of fact, he might have. I don't know.
He would definitely write a song about your Jeep.
Yeah,
that is not a quiet Jeep, and not like noise wise. Just like no. There's never a situation where you see your car drive by and go, wait, was that Blake? No, you know.
It's me.
Because there's a fucking giant American flag and an eagle coming right at you.
Yep.
Where was that in the list of cool purchases to make when you're like, all right, well, as soon as I get some cash and the show really hits its stride?
I'm getting the Ground Force One.
I'm getting...
No, it was more a... It was I saw that and had to have that. It wasn't a plan. It wasn't a she will be mine kind of thing.
For sure.
Yeah, it was more, I need a new car. And that one happened to... stroll my way.
And then it spoke to you.
Yeah, had to have it.
It said, "Murica."
it yelled it. It yelled it right in my face. I heeded the call.
So, when a cop pulls you over in that car.
Yeah, so first off, you're pulling over what you may be the coolest vet you've ever met. You don't know. Like, I've definitely served some time for this country.
Yeah.
So, approach with respect. And then you see me in there, and it's kind of like, wait. And hopefully it's a cool cop, and they're like, yeah, hey, wait, this is the guy from Workaholics. Hey, and that happened to be what happened last time.
All right, that's so – that is a undiscussed perk, I feel
like.
Yeah,
that's
right?
The best one.
How
sure.
often has – how many times has that happened? And you don't strike me as someone who's avoiding the law anyway, like for speeding, but like, come on, man. We glide through stop signs every now and then. We take a turn at maybe the wrong speed.
I don't have my plates up to date. That's why he got me. I didn't have the right sticker. Somebody peeled that shit off. It must have been in Van Nuys, man. They're doing shady shit out there.
I know, dude.
I got jacked on the last day of our like editing out there. All my Christmas presents in my Jeep. Gone. Thanks, Van Nuys.
Really?
I thought I repped for you guys.
Yeah, you did.
Who
man.
Steals from an American flag wrapped Jeep?
Van Nuys. They don't care.
A North Korean. That's who did it.
They were sent terrorists, dude.
Yeah, you guys tape most of the show in Van Nuys.
Oh yeah, everything goes down. That's our HQ.
Porn right and workaholics.
Well, you know what? Before workaholics stepped in, though, Van Nuys was like, "Oh, that's where they tape anal." And yeah. Now it's like,
now they're moving deeper. I think because yeah.
Which is a which is the name of an anal movie.
Yeah, now moving deeper.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's actually pretty good.
It's actually really good because it's about a moving company.
Yes, that starts to move people in pods underwater.
Yeah.
It's really crazy. See what Star Wars it was where they go. Underwater, but it's basically
Phantom Menace. Why do I know that? I don't know. I didn't have sex for a while. Anyway,
there you go. Get it, boy.
Is that and season six was all a shot out there?
Oh yeah.
So. But you guys went more on location for this season, right?
Yeah, you know, shoot, I don't even know. I can't even. Once we wrap these seasons, yeah. I never know what the hell we just shot.
Well, but let's be honest. I mean, it's like 15-16 hour days for three. I mean, you guys.
About 3 months of power.
I mean, writing for a good
3 months,
and then
filming for about three,
just not and nonstop because all you guys are a part of everything.
Yeah,
which is has that gotten old since the first season? Like of having that much, just being to have that much control over everything. And I feel like too, it's a well-oiled machine to where it's like when you're writing, you're like, yeah, we know what you're gonna say. We know, like, it's just about.
Sure, I mean, sometimes you're like, oh, do we really got to sit in on this edit? Like, sure. Sometimes that could be like pulling teeth, but yeah. It's also the most important part of the show, you know?
Sure.
So,
I mean, because it's still you guys. You may in your head be like, can we get some other writers this year? Then we can just not do it, other editors. But then it's not in your control anymore.
Totally. And, you know, who knows when this opportunity will come again. To have complete, like, say over your product is such a... I don't know. What's the word? I'm going to just say blessing in this industry. It's a blessing. But it's so cool to be able to create something from the ground up and have all those checkpoints as well.
Now, by the time you get to the seasons that you're in, does anyone have any ideas like, hey guys, like we could do like a Shakespeare episode? Like are you trying to do anything like absolutely insane? Because you guys are the type of show where I feel like you could do something along those lines. Like, you could go completely off the walls.
Yeah, we have a couple times, and usually when we do, our fans are like, fucking don't. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, no, we've took a couple.
Get back to the tight butthole jokes, guys.
Yeah, usually when we do those weird, like, future episodes or whatever. Yeah,
which I loved, by the way.
Yeah, me too. And I think a lot of the times the audience doesn't realize that, like, as the creators, we need those episodes just to kind of like
get excited
about it and like just have 1 week where we get to be creative
and try on a new suit
where you're
like, okay, well now I'm playing this character in doing something completely different that he would never do.
Yeah, so after all is said and done, if there's three weird episodes but you like fucking 89 of the rest of them, just say we needed those three.
Yeah, and by the way, pretty good average.
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
fuck off, man, let us make a puppet episode. Like, come on, dude.
That is what's so great about
it. that's where the point in Hollywood where I want to get, where I can look at my fans and be like, hey, man, fuck off. I want to make a damn puppet episode.
Yeah,
that's great freedom.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the perks of, you know, being able to call the shots.
So when can we expect the puppet episode?
I don't know. Puppet might be a little played now. We did have sock puppets, I think, though, in season one or two. And that went over actually pretty well. That time.
That's also. Go ahead.
We didn't like leave our world to.
Yeah.
We usually like think we establish a reason why the episode is weird, but.
It's also what's so great about once you obtain diehard cult fans like you guys have, that, like you saying, like, all right, man, 89 are dope, like if there's three, but the fans, because they love it so hard, are like, yeah, man, but those three were really weird.
Yeah,
but they were still great, right? Yeah, but. Dude, I mean, just make them all not weird.
Do
you realize what you love about the other ones is
right? I had a friend. We were talking, and we were talking about like Breaking Bad and, you know, greatest show ever, whatever. And he's like, "It is, but I felt like there was like two episodes where they really got kind of lazy." I'm like, "Dude, fuck you."
Yeah, come on, man.
Really?
Even if you're fucking making Subway sandwiches and you're the best, one BLT is not as good as the rest of the 1,000 you made.
Yeah, the
that
way
day.
You drop those meatballs is a little different for how you lay those turkey strips.
Come on, man. We all slip up.
Yeah.
You didn't show up to hungover to work one fucking year.
Yeah, it's like,
I might be coming from a world where I like to tweet out jokes, and sure, I'm not going to bat 1,000. Okay?
Yeah, right?
I'm telling you that right now. But then, so then every now and then I'll tweet out a joke that probably doesn't hit as hard, mm-hmm. and then I get fans tweet me like, all right, I like you, but fuck, this is terrible. It's like, yeah. Shut up! Why do you have to tell me?
Yeah.
A snakes on the plane joke? Really, Brad?
Yeah. You're fucking better than that. I'm like, you know what? I'm not. Yeah.
I hate when people do that shit, man.
Right.
It's just like, leave me alone, dude.
Make your own damn show.
Yeah. Fuck.
Just on your own car, Kid Rock.
Please put that as a bumper sticker.
Yeah.
I will buy it and plaster it all over your car.
There you go. Thanks, man.
I feel like Kid Rock would be down to guest on Workaholics.
That, dude, that'd be cool. That yeah. would. He was on, what's it called, Silicon Valley or whatever?
Yes, he was.
Like the yeah. pilot, I
yeah.
think.
He was doing a show for a bunch of nerds that didn't realize it was Kid Rock, and like they're trying to talk to girls, and it's very awkward. It was great.
Yeah, I know, because we had a Kid Rock episode, actually, that we were planning out.
Really?
It was like Fleet Week when like all the Marine dudes come in town, and Kid yeah. Rock was supposed to be doing a concert. We end up getting on like a submarine launching a missile. It fell to pieces. Trust me.
That makes me so angry. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Well, I mean, this season though, I mean, the cameos last year were Jack Black, Ben Stiller.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you top that? Well, I mean, this year sounds pretty fucking.
Yeah, just our first episode tonight has like a bunch of guests. We got Pauly Shore, Dane Cook, and Liam Hemsworth.
Dude, that Mary fuck kill.
Yeah, right? Holy smokes.
And
the
premiere episode is, I love the premise.
Yeah. Wolves of Rancho. It's basically our dudes go out of Rancho and to Van Nuys, Telemaricorp, that branch, and it's a whole different lifestyle over there. It's all about selling, baby.
Yeah, and then Dane plays a boss, right?
Yeah, he's like the boss over at TAC Van Nuys.
It's like the nicer, fancier, I mean, right? I mean, just everything.
Well, he just cracks the whip, man.
He's got like the slick back hair.
Yeah.
He's essentially playing like the Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, he looked amazing.
Of this area.
Yeah, he does really well too, man. He was mm-hmm. super cool on set. And because when we were casting it, we were like, towards the end, we were scrambling. We're like, we don't know who to get. And then all of a sudden.
And it was such a great part that you're like, we got to get, like, it's. I feel like certain parts, because you don't have a ton of guest stars, so it's like, when you write cool parts, you're like, let's. And we have the cachet to get somebody dope. You can't just.
Yeah, and then when Dane's name came in there, it was like, dude, that might just be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, sure enough, he did it.
And Adam was telling me that Paulie was like super down to like, because he's at one point, I mean, I don't want to give it away, but he's in a predicament of some sort.
Yeah.
And was totally down to kind of, was saying like, whatever, you want me to say the juice and the wheeze? Like,
yeah, he's back on his wheeze shit, man.
Damn, I love it.
I know we hit him up a while back and he was kind of like, I'm not trying to, you know. Keep hashing up the old shit, but now he's like, I'm down. I'm like,
he's
fuck
like,
yeah, why the hell not,
like,
dude?
Buddy, I just did a week in Des Moines. I'll do fucking anything.
Yeah, dude.
I never, I mean, in 20 years from now, if people are like saying Ty Butthole to you, like, are you going to be like, dude, that was the past, man?
Well, yeah.
Maybe
that's
in front of your grandkids.
Like that's the one thing. Like, Ty Butthole, yeah, no, fuck yeah, why not, dude?
Sure.
That's what buttered my bread, dude.
Yeah, right.
I can't deny it. I'll just have to have that conversation with the old grandkids.
Listen.
Now, a tight butthole.
Your grandfather had a lot of fun
in the
early aughts.
Yeah.
Well, that's what the TV movie is.
There
in
it
20,
is.
30 years when you guys do the reunion episode.
The Lifetime TV movie?
It's you guys, but you guys play older than you are. In that current state.
Yep.
And like you're telling like your grandkids about, you're reminiscing. Maybe it's like one of those highlight shows.
I love
but
those.
It's you guys.
We pitch those all the time.
I love those episodes.
I know. They're so cool.
Yeah, you get the cast hanging out.
Yeah, you guys get locked inside something and you're like, man, we're bored now, but remember the time? And then you just like flashback. That'd be a fun episode.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, you guys can. You guys might end up doing a reunion episode. Hell, they just announced that Friends is going to do it.
Really?
Yeah, today.
Wow.
They just can't stop that train.
Yeah.
Damn.
It was about time.
Yeah.
Schwimmer was like, hey, when are you all, what's everybody up to?
Hey, that's
at Adam Ray Comedy on Twitter to direct your Schwimmer impression insults.
That kind of sounded like Bobcat.
this one time I was on Friends.
That would be cool, though, if Bobcat came as Schwimmer. That'd be sick.
Hey.
If everyone shows up to the table read and Bobcat's dressed as Schwimmer, he's like, hey, so in this episode, is Phoebe going to be wearing a shirt the whole time? And they're like, yo, is But no, maybe that. But nobody ever picks up that it's not Schwimmer.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, I don't know. I haven't talked to him in a while.
And then you see the outside. You see Schwimmer from the outside looking in, being like, they don't even know it's me. They don't even know I'm not there.
Schwimmer really let himself go.
It's the exact same.
Yeah.
Your impression is killing.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, I'm super hyped.
How's Mars?
Great. That's my daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's great, dude. It's like every month it's like a different human. It's
I
crazy.
Think last time you were on the podcast, you had... I think she was only a couple months old.
Yeah, probably.
This was because she's how old now?
She's not two yet. Not
yeah.
even.
Okay, yeah, then that was about
a couple
yeah.
months.
Vast difference from then and now. I mean, just.
Oh, yeah, dude. I mean, I feel like I've adapted to the no sleep thing, but.
It really is real, huh? I mean, I know that from my sister and having twins and now another 1.5-year-old of just how much you. It is. I mean, you literally.
Well, and what sucks about me is I'm just not ready to stop. Staying up till 2 a.m. every yeah, night, you yeah. know? I have to. It's just part of me. That's dad time, I guess. Solo yeah. dad time.
Fuck yeah.
When
yeah.
I watch all my pornos and catch up. Yeah, you
when,
just
when you're watching the DVD commentary on Moving Deeper.
Yeah, yeah, man. I gots to do it when I'm watching the 3D edition. No, but it's super awesome. Yeah, other than the total exhaustion, it's quite the experience. You guys should do it.
You guys should just, not pull out one time.
Yeah, dude, just bust.
Well, I kind of want to be, I mean, I, and I've been thinking about this recently because, you know, I think I'm still, I think, probably 4 or 5 years away from having a child.
Dude, hold out as long as you can.
But you just said it was beautiful.
It is, and it can wait.
I want to be surprised. Like, not yeah. because the normal pregnancy, it's like, that's just, it's, I want to be like surprised Forrest Gump style. Because that
go.
Part of the movie always makes me, it's so beautiful. Like, and I guess I want a similar experience to where, but obviously with a girl that I'm infatuated with.
Sure.
You know? So,
and you're kind of tearing up right now, almost thinking about that Forrest Gump scene, aren't you?
Well, dude, it gets me because he shows up unbeknownst to Jenny, right?
Yep.
With chocolates, which is already a sweet gesture,
oh my
which
gosh.
I'll go bigger than that. I'll bring chocolates and flowers and a pennant of your favorite sports team.
That's hey, awesome.
Right? Signed by the coach. Not the head coach, the assistant coach.
Okay.
Right? So, we're getting Scott Skiles
okay.
or Ronnie Cycle.
Somebody wants anal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, which is...
Oh, you shouldn't have.
And now you should have. Which is the worst line pre-anal scene ever. Oh, you should have. Huh? So,
Jenny.
But, you know, it is beautiful because then, you know, I love because she, you know, she's like, he's, he's like, he's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. And she goes, he's yours. And Forrest goes, Deb, fucking what? I'm paraphrasing, but it's like, it was a beautiful moment. And then, you know, and then he's like, is he smart or is he stupid? Like, he's the smartest kid ever. He's even funny. You know that trick where you put your finger through your zipper and it's like a dick? He's like, he does the finger dick trick. Like, it was so.
He does that.
I don't remember that line in the movie.
Really?
I don't
dude, we'll rewatch line. It, dude. It's oh, okay. on TBS
that,
every 15
I could have missed
minutes.
It.
Yeah. It might have been in the book, too.
Oh, okay.
That might be a book.
That's yeah. true.
What are the, have you been able to you know, pull any material from fatherhood for that you've brought into the writer's room or
well, no, not really.
How about on this episode a baby shits in my hands?
Right there's just shit everywhere, and there's always this little thing just shitting all the time. Not a kid necessarily. Yeah, yeah. But just like a shit machine. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. I'm working on an invention, but it creates beer out of nothing, but one of the defaults is that it shits. So it makes you super happy, extreme joy, but tons of shit.
How is Shit Machine not a band or a product on QVC?
It may be. It may be. I got to say, there's got to be a punk band called Shit Machine.
I mean, hell, Bill Gates made a machine that literally turned shit into water.
Really?
Oh, yeah dude. By the way, that is fuck you money. This dude has so much. He's so rich that he can afford the downtime to literally be sitting around being like, boy, I wonder if I could drink my poop water.
Yeah. He's like, I wonder if I could poop in my hand and squeeze it hard enough that juice came out.
Yeah.
And that juice was drinkable and manufacturable.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he actually took the first glass.
Did he?
Yeah,
when the
poop water
fuck it,
came out.
I'll drink
out.
My shit.
I feel with that invention, if you're not the first one to drink the poo water, you're a total dick.
By the way, if it's not called Bill Gates' poo water.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
don't try to come up with a fancy name that like hints at it, like, yeah, you know,
I gotta come straight out and know that it's poo water, because if I like find out after I've like taken two sips and I'm like reading the label and it's like filtration through a pile of shit, what the fuck? Fart water. Fart water has actually farts in it.
Damn you, Gates.
Oh. Damn you, Gates.
Dude, see that? And you know what's
that's
so great?
Shit machine, though.
You know what's so fucking wonderful, too, about workaholics is that, like, that's such a funny tangent we just went on, but, like, would also make a phenomenal episode of Workaholics.
Right, there you go.
And hey, man, I'm not going to not say Gates doesn't know about your show and hasn't. He's a human.
I will. He doesn't.
You don't know that, though, man.
You never know. He's got kids.
You're actually right. You're right. You never know who watches the
Woody,
show.
Right? Because, I mean, when Woody, when you guys found out Woody Harrelson was like,
oh,
like,
man.
That, I mean, that is bonkers to me. That just,
oh, yeah.
No, finding out that, and then, I mean, dude, Jack Black, Stiller, that is just scraping the surface of, like, who out there comedically, in the world of comedic legends, is also, like, just has their finger on the pulse.
Yeah. You
as
never
you have
know.
To, as you keep climbing in. You know, Stiller and Jack Black, yeah, man, it's like, they're still so funny and still grinding, so they, like, you have to kind of be like, oh, what's the fucking, like, what's the people doing that, like, who's like the next me
sure.
or whatever.
Yeah no, I mean, I think about that too as we get deeper and deeper into our comedy careers. It's like, you know, who's next? Or, you know, you get into comedy because you're a fan of comedy.
Yeah.
You're like not going to meet a comedian who's like, I don't like to laugh, or I don't have any comedians that inspired me. Like,
yeah.
I'm still, even though, you know, most of everybody will say, you know, drama is the only good stuff coming out, I still try to make the rounds and watch all comedy TV.
Sure.
You know?
And I've told this to a couple of your co-stars that have also been in this room, but I've been in meetings where I've had executives describe to me, like, we're looking for, like, a workaholics type show.
Yeah.
Like, that's happening a lot around this town, and that's got to just be a mind fuck for you.
Totally, man. It's
that now you're a category.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
A category that people are looking for and knowing that they can bank on. Like, that's got to be insane.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think a lot of that kind of just comes from the fact that, you know, Comedy Central just let us do the product we wanted to make, you know? And if they would have kind of tried to engineer it another way, I don't know if they would be having the same kind of discussions in these rooms.
And was that from day one? They pretty much just let you guys do what you wanted to do? Like, they weren't too involved in it? They didn't try to put their own spin on it? They just kind of let you be you?
Yeah, for sure. I think that was, like, the huge perk, or, like, what they mean in those meetings when they say we want something like Workaholics. It's like,
We want to not talk to you ever again. We want to just wait in our chairs, count our money, and then all of a sudden you hand us a tape, be like, here's the episode.
Totally. Like, we could just, you know, take your money and we can make a product for you. You know, we could do all the aspects of what they needed. So
awesome.
I think they were pleasantly surprised when they chipped in a little bit of money and got back the pilot of Workaholics.
Who do you think is the most surprising person when, like Woody Harrelson, like, that have you found out that they're fans of the show? Like, you're like, really? That, like, what the hell?
I mean, we'll get
Daniel,
like,
Daniel Day-Lewis loves Workaholics? What are you talking
about? That's how he cools down.
When he's trying to break out of Lincoln?
Yeah, I got to get out of Lincoln somehow. Wait, what was his? He was kind of more like I'm Abraham Lincoln. That dude is a fucking trip, man.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, when you're now after doing dope and, like, you know, getting that drama on, like,
yeah,
does it make you even more, like, now I got to fucking rewatch all the class? Like, because now I'm like, dude, watching you in that, I was like, oh, Blake's going to do some really cool, dark, like, you are, man. And you want to now, right?
Oh, yeah, well, actually, I mean, it might be early to plug. It just came out in Variety or something. But Kyle and I are, like, working on adapting this, graphic novel called Sex Castle. And it's basically about this dude who, like, is an assassin, and he's leaving trying to leave his dark past behind, moves to, like, this quiet town and just can't resist, like, killing people. So I think it's going
to
be pretty cool.
That is not how I expected to go after hearing the title Sex Castle.
Yeah, well, that's his last name, but, yeah, it's a fucking
his last
cool
name book. Is Sex Castle?
Yeah, it's like Shane Sex Castle. But he's a badass.
I
probably got to get all ripped and shit.
Come on, you're already pretty ripped. That's how you do pull-ups at Divine's house.
All right.
Come on.
Now, I don't want to say that I prejudged you. But I did.
Sure.
And
you're like
you,
the fucking cops, man.
Yeah. And when you stepped up, like, all right, because there were a few people at Adam's party getting kind of tipsy and going to his gym equipment and kind of testosterone was building up.
Yeah.
And then when you're like, ah, I got this, I was like, oh, this is going to be funny.
Yeah. Well, I was like, Glassman and Divine were putting him down.
Yeah.
We all got up there and did a few.
Yeah.
And just to be like, I can do them.
I did too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Let me throw that out there. Dwarf did too.
And they were hard ones.
Yeah, they were solid twos.
Yeah. Yeah. Twos. Like
each pull. Yeah. Yeah.
Like a little cannon went off.
Your sound effects were cooler. But also because the struggle was more real.
Yeah. I sound like a guy that's like trying to justify the fact that I picked up the ugliest chick in Wisconsin. Like, she was a solid two. Solid. Like,
solid.
Like
almost a three.
Almost, like, yeah, borderline. Like, I mean.
Halfway to three town.
You got to give me credit. Solid two.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, but you jumped on that bar and just, yeah, out of nowhere, it was just, I mean, I think you did like 15 or 20, man.
Oh,
maybe
man.
More than that.
Yeah, dude, well, I mean, we were drunk, so I wasn't feeling much of it. And, you know, dad strength, you got to take that into account. Dude.
Do you have your own pull-up bar? How do you...
We have one at the office. I do not have one at home, though.
No. You just curl your daughter.
I just curl her a lot, dude, for as long as she'll stay asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and you talk about dad strength, but when you, for instance, when your kid finds a game or some activity that they like and that they smile and makes them happy and not cry for 2 seconds, you're like, all right, I guess I'm doing this thing for the next 9 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, for as long as they'll stay quiet, for sure, dude.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Right, you know, if she laughs at you, like, slipping and falling on one of her toys, you're like, all right, it's pratfalls all day. All day, I'm taking them.
Come out here. What are all these marbles doing here? Just break my neck just for the laughs.
But, I mean, and then I love the fact that, sure, you guys talk about the 15-hour days you guys put in and how much you worked on the show before and during and, like, how long you guys have been friends. And yet still, when Adam throws a party, you guys all show up and you're like, yeah, we're all going to still hang out. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
You hang out on your off hours.
For sure. I mean, you know, who knows how much longer the show will go on, but, like, I hope even when it's over, it's still going to be like that. I mean, now it's even harder to get together. Just do the fact for six months, it's all we see. So in the off season, it's not like, hey, what are you doing for New Year's? It's more like, oh, I'll take my New Year's over here with my friends or my wife or whatever. But yeah, dude, it's all love. If Divine's throwing a house party, not the show, I'll be there.
How did you spend your New Year's? Different with a kid?
Yeah.
Or did you get a sitter?
You know what? Oh, dude, it was way different. I was, like, in bed by 11:30, not because of kids, but because my dad's like, we're doing the, what's it called, the Rose Parade this year.
Oh, hey.
And, wow, what a shit show, man. But I had to be up at 4:45.
Yeah.
To what? To tailgate?
To get your spot.
They, like, shut Pasadena down, and my dad, you know, had some bomb-ass hookup connections, like, front row. I think I was in the background of, like, NBC's every shot of theirs.
That's dope.
Definitely asleep the whole time.
Like just, which had to be some great photo.
Yeah, just sleeping on my jacket.
Yeah.
But, it was I'm glad I did it, but next year we're going back to regular old, just getting fucked up till 3 in the morning.
I'm going to make some people question my sexuality at this point, but how dope was that Disneyland float, man?
Dude, it was pretty cool. The princesses were out, and then, sure enough, Star Wars at the tail of it.
Yeah.
What?
That was a real thing.
Yeah, they had a Chewbacca. It was all there.
Did they combine the worlds? Like, was Elsa from Frozen and Chewbacca, like, doing the robot or something?
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah, it was like...
That's literally what it was.
For real?
Yeah. That's not just a NyQuil dream that you cooked up right there.
You happen to be a genius, and I'm going to get you on the float.
That's probably how they thought of the idea. They're like, all right, we need an idea for a float. So we're going to lock ourselves in a room.
Smoke weed.
We got this keg of NyQuil.
Yeah.
And
we've got Whoopi Goldberg on speakerphone. She's got some crazy ideas past 9 p.m.
Yeah, what do you got, baby?
We're not leaving here.
Well, I'm thinking, sweet Jesus. My Whoopi is Danny Glover.
Was that Gary Busey impression?
I'm trying to think of what Whoopi Goldberg
said. I'll tell you what, Whoopi. Wait. I was a ghost in the movie Ghost. Wait, no, hold on a second.
She wasn't, though.
No. Remember Swayze? That's what she... No. What? Whoopi. By the way, that's...
Looking like a little roach. I put
plate, Eddie.
Yeah, that's from Eddie.
There it is.
Look at you looking like a little roach.
Yeah. She says that to like Avery Johnson or something.
Yeah.
Eddie is such a
underrated movie.
Yeah. So good.
And you know what? You know, Blake, when I really knew that our hearts were connecting.
Yeah.
It's when we stumbled upon like love of films like that.
Yeah.
And then we've talked about Home Improvement.
Over
booze and weed. And I love how much you love that show.
For sure. You know what? For being as high rated sitcom as it was, I still think underrated.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when you go back and watch, they're still funny.
They hold
I
up.
Mean, I loved Home Improvement so mm-hmm. much that I watched Tim Allen's new show
Shut
religiously.
Up.
Yeah,
what?
Last Man Standing.
You're the one.
Yep, I'm doing it, baby. And I enjoy it.
Is it great?
It's just Home Improvement, but with three daughters.
All Can right. I be honest? That was the pitch, and that's all it needed to be.
That was what it was in the room, I guarantee it. And what's cool about it...
And they go, but Tim, are you going to oh? And he goes, nah. And then before he leaves, he goes, well, thank you so much, guys. Mm-hmm. And one more thing. Live from New York.
Yeah.
And then a little fucking, you know, their wipes were so cool.
The best intros ever.
But they'll drop little like...
No, they won't.
Yeah, like there's a whole Al episode. There's a whole... The best episode I saw was when his wife came back. What was her? Jill.
Patricia.
Yeah.
Look it up.
Yeah.
Google Home Improvement actress wife.
Dang, if I had that on I know. The tip of my tongue.
Well, you know Jill. That was good enough.
Jill. But Jill Taylor. Yeah, dude. Her episode with him is cool because she's like his next door neighbor and she's like... She's basically Tim from the show. She's like a handyman. Like, I could fix that.
Really?
But all the jokes they drop are... Totally.
Inside.
Yeah. All Home and
Patricia pro. Richardson.
There it is.
Yeah.
What
thank
a gem. Still
thank
beautiful.
You, IMDb.
Still beautiful.
I'm looking at her picture right now, like a really recent picture. And Jonathan Taylor Thomas looks like Fred Armisen.
Yeah.
Has he made a guest appearance? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You better believe it.
They brought everyone back.
Yeah, well, not the other brothers.
Well, yeah.
Just JTT.
Well, they've had a different path.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with those guys.
I can find out.
Remember the youngest dude became goth in the last season?
I was going to say, he's the lead singer in Shit Machine.
Yeah, for sure. He is straight up touring with Shit Machine. It's fucking Solid Twos across America.
Okay, you know what? But Solid Twos.
Yeah,
solid.
Absolutely.
Almost threes. Almost threes.
It's so funny. Oh, go ahead.
There you go. I was going to say, you just said... Last Man Standing is kind of like your guilty pleasure show. Adam, mm-hmm. do you have like a guilty pleasure show that you watch?
I do. Kid Chopped.
What the hell is
what's Chopped?
It's like an anime?
Yeah. First of all, I want to
Kid Chopped sounds like something that's like on the news. It's like the most horrible news headline you'll ever see in your life.
It's the exact
What
opposite.
Is it? What's
well,
Kid Chopped?
You know Chopped, right?
Kind of.
The cooking show, challenge show, where they take some of the greatest chefs from around the country mm-hmm. and they put their culinary skills to the test.
Absolutely.
And they give them a handful of obscure ingredients and expect them to deliver. So it'll be like, all right, cookers, all right, chefs, here's a can of SpaghettiOs without the meatballs, a handful of Fig Newtons, and a Diet Fresca. Make a breakfast burrito. And they're like, what the fuck? And then they do it. And then, so then it's that, but with kids, 9, 10, 11-year-olds who succumb to the verbal abuse that these fucking judges have the nerve to critique their cooking skills. They're not even fucking teenagers yet.
Man.
And these judges will be like, Gregory, I found your pecan mahi-mahi mild at best, kind of like your kickball skills, just weak. Gregory, you came in with a lot of swagger, like, ooh, look at me. I know how to make meatloaf. I finger chicks. I don't think you do, Gregory. I don't think you've even seen a tit. And then the kid...
And you want to know how I know? By the taste of this cottage cheese you prepare.
Yeah. And then the kids don't have the fucking thick skin yet to fight back. So they just take
kids.
It. So the kids are like, okay. I really tried hard. So I guess back to the drawing board. I'm like, you mean sixth grade? You fucking stop being so hard on yourself, Gregory.
Yeah.
Crazy.
But so I love that show because...
That sounds awesome. I'm sold as well.
Because the kids too, like they... It's one of those shows too where you get to see the kids like really put on their adult hats mm-hmm. and they're in the kitchen and they cut to cutaways and the kids would be like, I just ran out of time I thought I put in my Pop-Tarts with enough time, but I didn't, you know, if I get in my Pop-Tart egg white sandwich, you know, I ran out of time. There's never enough time.
There's never enough time, just like my father was telling me when he left. and then
they always cut to the story. Yeah, so funny.
Oh, man.
But so that I love that show. But
yeah. I was going to say, mine went off the air.
Okay.
I've replaced it with Bar Rescue. I will watch every single episode of
Bar Rescue.
I've also seen quite a few of those.
But my favorite sort of guilty pleasure show was this show that was on Spike called Repo Games.
Repo Games.
Repo Games.
God.
Just listen to the concept of this show.
But first of all, I just love that there are so many fucking channels now that I have no idea what that is.
Right.
But it's probably very popular.
Yeah. Well, not popular enough to stay on the air.
God
stupid.
Damn it.
Spike TV. But
idiots.
Yeah. So it was this show where they show up to someone that needs their car to be repoed, like hasn't made their payments. They get the car up on the tow truck while the people are in their house. Then they knock on their door and they're like, hey, you know, we're towing your car right now. The people always freak the fuck out. Like, you're not taking my car. It's like, you didn't pay it for it, so technically it's not your car. And then they go, but we got an opportunity for you. We're going to ask you 5 trivia questions.
I thought you were about to say, you're going to fight me. Repo war.
not these guys.
That's how you stay on the air.
Yeah, death. So, like, they ask them 5 trivia questions. If they get the 5 trivia questions right, they get not only to keep their car, but their car gets paid off completely.
Wow.
If they get one question wrong, or like maybe it's 2 questions wrong, they then say, all right, you got wrong, tow it.
Wow.
Then they tow their car in front of them.
Wow.
And they're just saying, they're like basic trivia questions like, Alvin, Simon, what's the name of the last chipmunk? And now you see like the family like, Dad, get this right, because if you don't, we don't have a car.
But we watch it every night.
Yes. It was nuts. One girl was a stripper that when they were towing her car away, she was getting naked, like trying to strip in front of them. Like,
I'll show you my tits.
Yeah, exactly. It was the greatest show ever.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I love that show.
Well, damn, man. Well, at least you got Bar Rescue, dude.
I do. I still have that. I have John Taffer,
dude,
yelling at idiots.
Even though I feel like every episode they make the bar way worse. I'm never hyped on it.
Oh, for real?
It's terrible.
Always downgrades, never upgrades.
Kind of like a Pimp My Ride situation. Like, listen, this is in a military town, so we updated this bar, and there are 3 actual workable submachine guns that point at your guest as you walk in. It's the bizarre. Military town's gonna love it.
It's bizarre.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, they closed fucking Dimples down, that's for damn sure.
Yeah. Dimples was on Bar Rescue.
You know Dimples, that
shithole on Olive Avenue?
Yeah.
You know, my first time there, Dennis Haskins, former guest of the About Last Night podcast.
There we go.
Mr. Belding himself was there with 2 super hot girls.
Oh.
Arms around both, singing na 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 la bamba.
I think he actually
talked about NyQuil dreams.
Yeah. I think he hosted a night there, to be honest.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
He told me that night, because I went up to him. This might have been month 2 removed from USC, where I was like now in LA, right? Mm-hmm. I wasn't in college. I was like now amongst the world and like, whoa, LA's so big. Like, I'm going to go actually to a different part of LA and not just be confined to downtown.
Sure. And spread your wings.
Totally. And I see him, and I think I ran into a couple celebs prior to this, but this was like maybe number 3, like in LA. I saw Larry King when I was at the movies once. Hi.
Sick.
Yeah, bumped into him, was super baked. He was getting snacks. I was getting more snacks. I was already in the movie coming out for a refill. Not of just soda, but of snacks. I was like, yo, is it fucking double ups on the Sour Patch Kids?
Yeah, let me get the bonbons.
But I see Larry King, and I go, I got to say something to him. And I go, hey, Larry, I go, what's up, man? To super bad, because I'm like, say something. This could be hilarious. Maybe.
You the king.
Not too far from the bullshit that sputtered out of my fucking chops.
What'd you say to Larry King?
I go, Larry, man. I go, dude, how are you, man? Big fan. He goes, oh, thank you. I go, you got any cool interviews coming up? And he just stares at me and goes, do you mind? I'm with my nephew. And I go, not at all, man. I just got interviewed by Larry King.
That's pretty slick.
And he
actually
just stared at me, and then I lingered a few more minutes, said a couple more things, said a couple more, like, it just didn't pick up on the fact that like my last line should have been the exit. And then I think I said something like, you guys trying to get some pop or like popcorn? What's going on?
How weird is it that I would love to watch Larry King order candy at the movies? Like, let me get 2 box of Goobas.
He's the man. He's the man.
Skittles, hello.
We got to do his show.
You did?
Yeah, we got interviewed by him, and he was, he actually was had to say, like, tie butthole and everything. It was pretty awesome.
Oh, my.
You got Larry King to say tie butthole.
Yeah, yeah. It was awesome.
I'm looking at this sheet of paper. It says you have certain ongoing jokes to your show. One is a tight butthole.
Yeah, so what is tight butthole? It was awesome, man. I mean, it was a sad day in America, but it was an awesome day.
Do you
in
think
my
Larry
life.
King now? Do you think as Larry King is asking you guys now, what is tight butthole? Is he going home thinking, you know what? I'm really speaking to this new younger generation, or is he going home and be like, this is what I do?
No,
this is my job as a journalist. I ask people about tight butthole.
No,
I interviewed Princess Diana.
No way, man. I think he's
just cool. I don't know
why
I turned into Regis, but whatever.
Same guy.
I'm out of control. Yeah.
I think we've found that we each have about two impressions, and they go for a lot of people.
Yeah, dude, my Whoopi is my Glover, which is a new one-act play I'm putting up at the Comedy Central stage.
Yeah.
My Whoopi is my Glover.
That's pretty good.
I'd go see it.
Yeah, I would too, man.
Thank you. All right, well, now I have to write it. Jesus Christ.
Damn.
Two yeses is all I needed.
Now I got to stay up and write it.
But yeah, like when you're sitting across from Larry King, that's got to be a cool moment.
Oh, totally. I mean, shit.
Did you pimp out your teenage clothing line to Larry?
Yeah, absolutely. I should have gave him something though, huh?
I think he would have worn it.
I hear he kind of has some swagoo about him.
Well,
yeah,
I mean, a guy that's that confident in suspenders.
Yeah, right.
I think he'll rock a backwards hat or something
for sure.
Like that.
He's,
I mean,
he's got style, man.
Yeah, hell, and he has to because he sits behind home plate for every Dodger game.
That's right. He's one of those loyalists, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, well, because he was alive when they were in Brooklyn. He was a fan of them.
How fucking cool, man.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You can get teenage shirts
a
lot of places. Is there one main site? Because I'm looking on online right now, and there's a lot of fucking sites that have your shit.
www.boredteenager.com.
That's the top one.
That's the hub. That's the hub. That's our official website. We actually just got back from... me and Rach, we got back from Colorado yesterday. We went to Zoomies 100K, which is like every employee of Zoomies that, which is a store in the mall where they also sell teenage.
It's always it's always like next to a Spencer's.
Yes.
Always.
Yes. Any employee who like sells over 100,000 worth of like clothing for Zoomies, they go to this place in Colorado to snowboard and fucking just go crazy. It was actually pretty fun. Dennis Rodman was there. I said what's up to him. Guy was a dick, but I don't care.
What? Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, at this point,
I expected it.
Yeah, I just want the exchange.
I surprised him, though, because I had mad knowledge. I led with, dude, NWO for life. And he's like, what the hell is going on? I'm like, Rodzilla, you're a legend. Bulls, Pistons, double team, baby. And he was like, I hit him so quick, he was kind of like, dude, yeah, stay in your lane.
Oh, shit.
But, he was not feeling
it. All right, well, next time you run into Rodman, I can give you a fact that will make him absolutely stop in his track and, like, want to be like, how the hell do you know that? Dennis Rodman was the champion of a reality show called Hulk Hogan's Wrestling with Celebrities.
Oh, really?
Dennis Rodman won the whole thing. The only reason why I know that, not because I watched it. Well, I did watch it every day because I was the
Repo
audience.
Repo was canceled.
Yeah, you watch a lot of shit.
I was the audience warm-up guy on that show.
That's right.
So he beat the likes of, and this is what we've talked about, NyQuil Dreams a lot.
Yeah.
He beat the likes of Danny Bonaducci.
Yeah, I think I remember this show.
Todd Bridges. Ian Ziering's wife.
Yes.
What? Why not the original Ziering?
Because Nikki Ziering's got tits.
Yeah.
Which is also another new reality show that I would add.
After I write Whoopi is my Glover, I'm going to write Ziering as, what is it?
Ziering has a, what is it?
I literally was going to say Ziering has tits, which is the worst title for
Ziering has the tits.
Yeah.
Unless she was born without tits and then she got them and then you get to watch like how she got them.
That's pretty cool.
Right, I made one of the cast members on that show cry.
Of laughter or?
No, the opposite.
Oh no, what'd you do?
So I was.
You're such a fucking bully, dude.
They were telling me that I had to do this segment where I teach the celebrities how to trash talk like a real wrestler.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because we brought in a comedian, so he's going to teach you how to trash talk. So they didn't know what they were doing, and I'm in the ring. They walk down the aisle, and as they're walking down the aisle, I start roasting them.
Nice.
And, like, going down, I talked about, like, Bonaducci's on roids, and Frank Stallone was there. Oh, so, that nice. I mean, he was fun to go after.
You just say, you are Frank Stallone.
It's like, joke done.
Yeah.
And then I said, look at all these, and Trishel from The Real World was there. Mm-hmm. And I was like, look at all these famous, talented people, and Trishel.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, tears.
Dang.
Just started crying. I'm like, wait, come on. on.
Wow. She was testing. You failed. You failed as a pro wrestler. You should know. Don't back down. You see the tears hit the gas.
Exactly. Or you do the move where you cry, the guard gets down, then you get up and slap him in the face.
Yeah, she could have flipped that into an attack, Ric Flair style.
Exactly. A little thumb to the eye.
Yep.
Dirtiest player in the game.
Man, the best.
Yeah, so I could put that on my resume. That's right after my Tonight Show appearance. Beautiful. Is Major Shelf from Will Cry.
Awesome, man. You're stacking it up.
Well, these the shirts are so dope.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah.
Boardteenager.com.
Yeah, check it out.
If you guys like
cash.
Dope shit,
yeah,
spend some cash. Affordable shirts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Incredibly original. I mean, you know, I don't know where you get your ideas, but you're killing it.
Thanks, man. Yeah,
they're colorful. They're fun. They're like there's so many different.
They'll get sent home from school, which is cool.
Absolutely.
I've got this idea that I want to, on all our shirts, print inside of them. My teacher made me turn my T-shirt inside out. Wouldn't that be cool?
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah. Dude, striking a chord with the youth of tomorrow and instilling a sense of rebellion in them and being like, hey, man, you don't have to take that shit.
Yeah.
Because, really? Kids would, like, turn inside out anyway, just be like, yeah, like try to be the badass.
Yeah, for
sure. They'd be like, oh, they saw my shirt and it made it turn them inside out.
I mean, I'd always get pumped when people would, like, be on MTV News or whatever, like, had to turn inside out his Slayer shirt or whatever. That's just how you knew the shirt was cool.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Or the Big Johnson shirts, remember those? Those were off the chain.
Right.
Just like, damn.
What made you want to start a clothing line, though?
You know, it was kind of just something that I wanted to do with my chick, and I don't know. I just have always been a fan of T-shirts.
I mean, I can tell by the Jose Canseco T-shirt that you're wearing right now.
That is
not an exaggeration.
Yeah, it's true.
It's also the beautiful bubblehead ones where it's like,
bring these back.
Where'd you get that?
Actually, it's this store called Ann Still on
Melrose?
3rd.
Nice.
There you go. Nice plug for them.
It's a super cool place.
And the guys, vintage tees.
Super chill. Yeah, man. Yeah. Whatever your team needs are, they got it. They have some sick Mariners hats, dude. I got to copy one next time I'm there.
I love you.
Like those old school, like all blue with the yellow.
Yes, with the pitchfork, dude.
So sick.
Any cool Griffey or Buehner bubblehead shirts?
Oh, yeah, dude. They're always updating. So
is there an Edgar Martinez?
I haven't seen that yet.
Right, you're going for some deep cuts.
Moyer,
now.
Right? Jamie Moyer?
Yeah, dude. Come on.
Was he the helmet guy?
No, that was John Olerud.
Yeah.
Yes, Olerud. Dude, man, I was an A's fan, so.
Right.
There was a time when the Mariners were.
Yep, we were neck and neck with you guys.
We're quite a piece of shit team.
Yeah, but dude, we haven't been in the playoffs for 14 years, so cut me some slack.
And the A's aren't going back anytime soon.
Really?
But you still got Billy Bean.
Yeah.
Still got the money ball.
Do they?
Yeah,
right?
Dude. Yeah,
I thought he went to Boston.
No, in the movie, remember? He didn't go.
I think he did, though, now. I think he's gone.
Hold on. I'll check this.
You know what? I
talk amongst yourself.
I don't follow baseball anymore because I was so invested in the Oakland Athletics through that era. I was a season ticket holder and all that, and it just – there were so many seasons where they should have won the World Series, I'm positive about, and they just got fucked.
Oh,
whether it was
I'm a Dodger fan, so 1988. Sorry about that,
dude. Well, that play by Jeter where he like got Jeremy Giambi out at home plate. I was at that game, dude.
No shit, at
that fucking game. It was insane. And they always had like the most amazing record, and then just like the Twins would beat them. It was
Current executive vice president of baseball operations for the Oakland Athletics.
Wow. Well, he's doing a killer job.
Yeah.
All right, teenageboard.com. That's where you get your shirts.
Thank
Workaholics
you.
Back
tonight.
Tonight. Well, this will be out on Monday. So you catch up on the season premiere.
If you missed it, I'm pissed. But you got another chance. You got nine more weeks.
Fuck yeah. Every Thursday, 10/9 Central on Comedy Central.
And stick around after Workaholics, Jillian's new show,
Ooh.
Idiot Sitter. Got to plug my homegirl.
Hell yeah.
Good to
go.
See her. She had a
she's
billboard and everything.
She's so funny.
She's the funniest, and she's been down with us since day one.
And now getting movies and stuff.
Why the fuck not? She's the best.
Yeah. Idiot Sitter, so immediately following Workaholics.
Yeah.
Beautiful pairing.
Beautiful.
I mean, that's
double dose of Jillian.
You haven't seen a pairing like that since Fresh Prince and Frasier back to back.
It's such a beautiful pairing. It's like cheese and wine, baby.
So that's the show. Thanks for tuning in. We had laughs and stories. Now go listen to more episodes on iTunes or your phone. Subscribe and tell your family and everyone you know.
everybody, it's me, Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Boy, they're a lot of fun, huh? Why don't you subscribe on iTunes to this fucking podcast, give them a 5-star rating so this midget and this Jew can feel good about themselves for a couple minutes. Also, get on your iPhone or Android and get the podcast app. You can also listen to it on Stitcher or aboutlastnightpodcast.com, where you can hear past episodes with great guests like Lisa Kudrow, Paul Feig, Kevin Nealon, Bob Saget, Dion Cole, Chris D'Elia, Adam Devine, Michael McDonald, Jaleel White, Bud Friedman, Steve-O, Harlan Williams, Tom Arnold, Ron Funches, Rick Glassman, Blake Anderson, Anders Holm, Jessamay Peluso, Joey McIntyre, and many, many more. I'm Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. Good night. That's it, right? You got it? Sweet. Boy, it smells good in that booth, by the way. What kind of candle is that? Hanukkah Willow? Nice.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.